This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we begin tonight with a disturbing milestone in this coronavirus pandemic.
Today, the United States surpassed Italy as the country with the most deaths.
The grim milestone comes at Easter, the very weekend Donald Trump had wanted to reopen the country for business.
This latest surge pushing the U.S. total beyond hard-hit Italy after already overtaking Spain, now the deadliest nation in confirmed COVID-19 fatalities.
You're forgetting something. China.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Trump, meanwhile, calls it the Chinese virus. You know, they say a great way to prevent a virus from spreading is to name it something racist.
For the president to call it a Chinese virus or a foreign virus, it's just so dangerous and not a good thing to do.
There are some, at least one White House official, who used the term Kung Flu, referring to the fact that this virus started in China. Is that acceptable?
We can't afford the luxury anymore of non-judginess towards a country with habits that kill millions of people everywhere. It's not racist to point out that eating bats is batshit crazy.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
It isn't something that the American public needs to worry about or be frightened about.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
If we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different, but there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
Unchained and unstoppable.
China was not truthful with the world at the outset of this. Had they been more truthful with the world, which would have enabled them to be more truthful with themselves, they might have actually been able to contain this entirely.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This has just been incredible what's been going on during the top of the hour news break. He's been running clips of...
So the story in the New York Times was a total fake. It's a fake newspaper, and they write fake stories. And someday, hopefully in 5 years when I'm not here, those papers are all going out of business because nobody's going to want to read them. But now they like them because they write about me. Now, with that, I have a couple of interesting... We have a few clips that we're just going to put up. We could turn the lights a little bit lower. I think you'll find them interesting. And then we'll answer some questions. I'll ask you some questions because you're so guilty.
It's amazing. CNN dumped out of the replay of their own clips. I mean, you knew it was going to happen, and you're going to hear that over and over again for the next 24 hours or so, at least on conservative talk radio and at conservative TV. He's back live now, but we'll play some of it before we wrap up. But here he's back live. Go ahead.
So it's too bad. But we could have given, you saw the statements. We have hundreds of statements, including from Democrats and Democrat governors. And if you look, they were all saying, we need ventilators. You don't hear ventilators anymore. They have all the ventilators they need, which we were right about. We said, you're asking for too many. You don't need that. And in all fairness, these two people right here, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, they said, I don't think they need that many ventilators. I said, I agree. At one point, and I'm not knocking New York,
but they were asking
40,000 ventilators. And that's more than they have all over the country. And we got them a lot of ventilators, and nobody's complained. We got them, as you know, beautiful. We built hospital rooms all over the country. The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, was very nice. He said, you know what? You don't have to build a second hospital. Because good news is happening. They're not able to fill the beds. They needed two hospitals. We built one. It was perfect. We're just starting the other. I called him up. I said, you think we should build the second one? I don't think you're going to need it. He said, let me get back. He got back. We didn't need it. With Governor Cuomo, in all good spirit and faith, he wanted to have the Jacob Javits Center done. And we built 2,900 incredible beds, incredible. Then we made it COVID, and, or to be exactly accurate, COVID-19. and which was a lot of work. We had to change the duct work. We had to seal up certain areas. We had to put areas of rooftop things over the beds. We did a lot of work, and we had it. But they never really had too much use for it. And they called also, Mayor de Blasio, rightfully, he called. He said, would it be possible to get more medical help? So now not only are we building facilities, they're asking us for help because they're unable to man it. And we got him the help. We got Mayor de Blasio a lot of help. Then when the Javits Center wasn't used much, and then, as you know, the Mercy, we took the Mercy and we took the Comfort, and we made them, both Los Angeles and New York, we made them COVID adaptable, which was not easy to do. And we didn't get almost any people sent there. They didn't need them at the beginning because they didn't need it for anything but this, because there were fewer accidents, fewer motorcycles, fewer everything. And what we did was like an incredible job, but they didn't need them. It turned out they were there. We were ready.
Let's break from this and go back to Fauci answering the questions. This was a statement that he just made because he wanted to correct the record. And he said he shouldn't have been asking a hypothetical question. We'll go back to Trump when he starts taking some questions. And again, I just want to repeat, how ironic is that? CNN, I don't know about MSNBC, but CNN pulled out when he was replaying their own coverage. I mean, that tells you all you need to know about very fake news. Usually you like to take a bow, pat yourself on the back when somebody is playing your newscast, but not CNN. They're a little chagrined by the way they covered this. They have Newsheimers, you know? They don't have Alzheimer's, they have Newsheimers. That's Chris Plant's line, but I'm using it now. They expect you to have Newsheimers. You're not supposed to remember anything that they said that doesn't advance the agenda. All right, so we have the Fauci cut. Let's play the Fauci.
The other point I wanted to make is that I had an interview yesterday that I was asked a hypothetical question. And hypothetical questions sometimes can get you into some difficulty because it's what would have or could have. The nature of the hypothetical question was, if in fact we had mitigated earlier, could lives have been saved? And the answer to my question was, as I always do, and I'm doing right now, perfectly honestly, say, yes. I mean, obviously, mitigation helps. I've been up here many times telling you that mitigation works. So if mitigation works and you instigate it and you initiate it earlier, you will probably have saved more lives. If you initiated it later, you probably would have lost more lives.
Yeah, so... Again, he shouldn't have answered a hypothetical question. I think, you know, most states, both parties have candidate schools for people who want to run for the state legislature. And they try to teach you the basics. And one of the basics of any novice politician to learn is you don't answer a hypothetical question. You're not asked a hypothetical question because they want to elicit your thoughts that are going to help you win votes. You're asked hypothetical questions because they want to get a gotcha out of you. And Fauci is 79 years old. He should know that, even though he's not technically a politician. But he made the mistake, and it's done. And
Poor choice of words. There wasn't anybody saying, no, you shouldn't do that.
Are you doing this voluntarily?
I'm doing it. Everything I do is voluntarily. Please, don't even imply that.
Why are you wearing a cast on your arm? Did the president break your arm? Did he twist your arm? Please, these people, they are so fraudulent. It's just, it's so bad. 844, he's taking questions now. We'll take some.
That was done by a group in the office, and it was done we just put some clips together. I could give you... I'll bet you I have over 100 more clips, even better than them. They were just pieced together over the last 2 hours. That was just, oh, we have far better than that. That's nothing compared to Samba.
This was produced here in the White House.
Yeah, this was done by Dan and a group of people, and they just put it together in a period of probably less than 2 hours.
Why do you feel need to do that?
Because we're getting fake news, and I like to
have
correct.
This is John Carl, Mr.
They're
fake
saying
news
what a great job
from ABC.
We're doing. And the media, these are the governors of California, governor of New Jersey, governor of New York. Look, in New York, we work very close with Andrew. In New York, ventilators were going to be a problem. They didn't have a problem. We got them tremendous numbers of thousands, but we got them tremendous number of
Why did you feel the need to do
that?
You
don't
hear
ventilators are a problem. Beds were going to be a problem.
I wonder.
I mean, I'm happy about it. The Javits Center, which is incredible, is almost empty because they don't need them. That's good news, not bad news. I'm not saying, gee, I wish more people were there. I don't want more people there. We brought in the boat. We brought in the comfort. And the comfort was originally not supposed to be for this at all. The coronavirus, not supposed to be for that at all. They called, they said, could we have it? That was a number of weeks ago. We said, we don't think you need it, but if you need it, we'll do it. Then they said, could you get the medical personnel to run the Javits Center? Could you get the medical personnel to run the ship? We said, if it's necessary, we will, and we did. There were military personnel. That's the ones that Mayor de Blasio was so great to in terms of his statements. I mean, I really appreciated his statements. He was so impressed with them, and I am too. The level of genius and bravery, they're great people, the military people. And we pieced that together. I would say it took less than 2 hours. It was done in-house, Steve.
But just to be clear, this was produced by government employees, by people here at the White House, this campaign style.
I wouldn't use the word produced. All they did was took some clips and they just ran them for you. And the reason they did is to keep you honest. Now, I don't think that's going to work. It's not going to have any impact. But just think of it. You heard the clips. You heard what I said. They said,
you spent government money on this. How dare you?
Some people wish we never closed it down. Now, if we didn't, we would have lost hundreds of thousands of people. You know, interestingly, so I'm against it. We did the right thing. Everything we did was right. If we would have closed down.
You think any mistakes along the way here? You think everything you did was right?
Well, look. Governors should have had ventilators. They chose not to have them. We were able to get them ventilators. You haven't heard, other than, you know, there was a lot of panic, a lot of screaming. We want ventilators. They got the ventilators. You don't have that anymore. And the surge is supposed to be coming now. And if they do need ventilators, John, we've got almost 10,000 that are ready to rock. We have people standing with those ventilators right now. If you needed 2,000, in
Trump,
New York.
We only have 10,000 ventilators. Will that be enough?
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we will come right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You want to talk about the pandemic in that press room right now? Everybody who's watching the President of the United States, or almost all of them, have stage 4 Trump derangement syndrome. The question, well, if you had shut it down, you would have saved lives. He keeps going, I told you there wasn't one person who was diagnosed with it, let alone dead. And you want me to shut down the United States economy? Yes! It's just insanity. Today's poll question is brought to you by Honey, the easiest way to find the biggest discounts online. It's free to use and will have you saving money in minutes. Download Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would it be wise of President Trump to fire Dr. Fauci?
No. No.
73% say no.
Okay. And people are saying, oh, well, it wasn't a hypothetical question. He was asking him, well, if you had done that, that's a hypothetical question. Whatever else you want to call it. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to, I'm sure he's still answering questions. When did he stop beating his wife?
You know what we did? What do you do? What do you do when you have no case in the whole United States? When you reported it. Zero cases, zero deaths on January 17th.
February.
Your
video has a complete gap.
On January 30th.
What did your administration do in February with the time that your travel ban bought
you? A lot. And in fact, we'll give you a list. What we did, in fact, part of it was up there. We did a lot. Look. You know you're a fake. You know that. Your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. And most of you, and not all of you, but the people are wise to you. That's why you have a lower approval rating than you've ever had before, times probably three. And when you ask me that question, let me ask you this. Why did Biden apologize? Why did he write a letter of apology? No, that's very important. Why did the Democrats think that I acted too quickly? You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly. We have done a great job. Now, I could have kept it open. And I could have done what some countries are doing. They're getting beat up pretty badly. I could have kept it open. I thought of keeping it open because nobody's ever heard of closing down a country, let alone the United States of America. But if I would have done that, we would have had hundreds of thousands of people that would right now be dead. We've done this right, and we really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it the way it should be. Go ahead. One more question, Steve. Go ahead.
There's a debate over what authority you have to order the country reopened. What authority do you have?
Well, I have the ultimate authority, but we're going to get into that in a minute. We're going to just finish this up. We're going to tell you about other things that we've done right. But I will say this. Had we said, let's just keep going and let's not do a closing, whether it's 2.2 that they at one point predicted as an outside or 1.6 at a lower number, you cut it all the way down to 600,000 or 700,000 or 800,000. Take just a fraction of the number that could have happened. It literally would have been more than the Civil War. It would have been a disaster. So the minimal number was 100,000. And I feel pretty good that we're going to be substantially below, Anthony, the 100,000. And I hope we will. All right. So today, the Department of Health and Human Services is announcing 5 new contracts to procure.
Okay, I hope he wraps it up. He didn't need to go into such great length battling it out with those weasels from the Fourth Estate, so-called. But we'll come back. We'll take some calls. We come back, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets, down 1,000 or more points, up the next? Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points or thousands of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride that the stock markets have been on the last couple of weeks. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or the oil price war abroad between Russia and Saudi Arabia, you always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver and platinum. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't yet taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver and other precious metals. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them right now at 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know you're a fake. You know that your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. And most of you, and not all of you, but the people are wise to you. That's why you have a lower approval rating than you've ever had before, times probably three.
You know, I love the fact that he played that compendium, that reel of all their poo-pooing of it. I mean, it's one thing when we do it, or Washington Free Beacon, or Sean Hannity does it. It's just one thing when he just throws it right in their faces and they have to cut it off. It's like, you know, being confronted with their own words.
But Howie, I love how John Carl says to him,
Why do you feel the need to play this? You sick man. Why do you feel the need to play this? Oh, I don't know, John, because you're all liars. And this is the only time that I'm going to be not cut up in a bad way. Oh, but wait, CNN did dump him. So I guess that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's like Dracula when he's confronted with a crucifix or a silver bullet or a clove of garlic. You know, they have to cut out him. Get out of abandon ship. Abandon ship. And what do they come back to? Probably, Don Limon is having tequila shots at the studio getting ready for his piss-poor, low-rated program of the evening. But they cut right out of it. It's great. Great stuff. So anyway, we're gonna take some calls. We haven't taken any calls today because we've had technical difficulties. We apologize for any problems. And, again, if you want to get in on the contest to win a free hair transplant. It's a great, great contest. Go to hairman.com/Howie. And it's sponsored by DeStefano Hair Restoration Center. We'll have Dr. Hines on tomorrow. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, I am so proud of the president, and we are so lucky to have a commander-in-chief right now to get us through these rough waters. And, you know, the scumbag left-stream media, what they don't understand is this. The majority of the American people will get the facts, and not from those weasels. The president's going to prevail because you cannot beat somebody with nobody. And the other thing is, you haven't mentioned this, but, you know, Chris Wallace and Mark Cuban, they really aggravated me yesterday. And, Howie, I'll never forget that you were the one that exposed Chris Wallace, the fact that he had the fire down below the Mitt Rhino, okay?
He had a man crush.
Now, yeah, a man crush, but however the hell you want to put it, okay? But the reason why I can't stand Mark Cuban, he is part of the problem why we have this shortage of medical supplies in this country. Anytime anyone gets on Shark Tank over there and they say that they're manufacturing in the United States, he makes them out to be fools.
Does he? I don't watch that show. I've watched it a couple of times when people I know were on there, but I've never become a regular viewer of it. So he doesn't. He just says, you know, why can't you make it cheaper if you do it offshore? Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Ugh, what a jerk! Yeah.
He also owns an NBA team, and the NBA is. I mean, they love China.
Right. Yeah, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. It's pretty good. It's a good team. But you know, he's just one of these guys who's I think he looks at Trump and says, "Gee, Trump did it. You know, I'm on a TV show. Why can't I be president of the United States?" So I think there's a little bit of jealousy there. The jealousy, you know, it was the late John McCain. Willard Mitt Romney. You know, did you see Willard Mitt Romney, by the way? I don't think I mentioned this last week. Willard Mitt Romney says the president has got to explain why he fired the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. Hey, Mitt, I have a suggestion. Why don't you start reading newspapers? You don't know why he fired him? Do you ever study Russiagate? Ukrainegate? You might learn something.
Hey, Howie,
instead of just working on your hair.
Watching that press conference, Paula Reed from CBS, I said to Taylor, I've seen a lot of these people in the last 5 years, a lot of these hack reporters.
Yeah.
And I said, she might be one of the worst I've ever seen. So Molly Hemingway tweeted basically the same thing and tagged her, and I clicked on Paula Reed's Twitter. She's already retweeted the video of her grilling Trump at the press conference. All these people just want to be stars. They don't care about actually asking any important questions. They just want to get a video clip they can retweet 4 minutes into the press conference and get more Twitter followers.
Right. I said this in my column last week, Grace. Hashtag heroes. That's what they want to be. You know? They don't want to break any stories. They just want to be, they want to go viral. That's all they want to do is go viral. And should we look back over the last week, of us, or 2 weeks of CBS, they ran the fake video from an Italian hospital claiming it was a New York hospital, right? They had to apologize for it. Then a couple of days later, they ran the same video of the Italian hospital and claimed it was a New York hospital. Then they retweeted a woman's, I don't know if it was on YouTube or I guess it was a tweet. She put out a tweet, this crazy woman, claiming that she had had to quit working as an emergency room nurse because there was no PPEs for her, and she was scared of getting coronavirus and dying. And then after about 10 seconds of research by somebody, it turned out she hasn't worked in a hospital for over a year. And then last night, 60 Minutes of Texas Air National Guard trying to frame George Bush in the 2004 election and many other butchered, aborted stories, some of which are in Boston. They 60 Minutes ran a story about how this hospital in New York City was not getting enough medical equipment. But it was not a very well-stood-up story. They just had some doctor with Trump derangement syndrome. They didn't talk to any of the professionals in the hospital. And then somebody checked out their ratings by all the services that rate hospitals. And this is not a very well-regarded hospital in the city of New York. But, hey, they wanted to promoted an anti-Trump theme. Then it's fine. They're just going to run with it. 844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a political junkie, and I want to keep on top of this virus. And so anyways, in my research, and I have it in front of me, this is something from June 25th, 2012, from ABC, 3 years after the swine flu. And it says, swine flu may have killed 15 times more than first said. The corrupt WHO, that my word, yeah. Corrupt, counted 19,000 swine flu deaths. But according to new estimates from CDC, the virus probably killed worldwide between 400 and 600,000 people in its first year alone worldwide.
Oddly, George, I don't remember reading that story. Did you remember reading it until you went online?
I never would have found it, and that was 3 years after.
Right. Right. Because it's just because it wasn't a big deal. I was I've been relaxing over on the weekends by reading these old mystery books from the 50s, just because I can't take watching TV anymore. I was reading one last night about this guy. He was on the run, and so he turns in the radio to see, you know, what the radio newscast is reporting about him. And so he lists all the stories they go through. You know, there was a shoplifting incident, and he says, oh, and the mayor, before they get to him being an escapee, they said, oh, and the mayor has not reported for work at City Hall today because he has the Asian flu. And the Asian flu was a big, this is from 1957, 58. That was a big deal back then, but it wasn't, nobody thought more than a second about it. It was just a passing thing. Oh, I got the Asian flu, or the mayor got the Asian flu, or the governor's can't make the ribbon cutting because he's got the Asian flu. That's all it was. I'm not saying this isn't a big deal, but it's been handled in the past in different ways. Never like this. Thanks for the call, George. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. It's Pete from Detroit. And this Governor Gretchen Half-Whitmer, did you see Trump?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me. I went into a Cabela's-type store. They could sell me an AR-15, but I couldn't buy tackle. I couldn't buy a fishing rod. I wanted to get some walkie-talkies for my daughter, who's seven.
Wait a second. You can't buy a fishing rod? Why can't you buy a fishing rod?
Because it's not essential. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. They can't sell seeds. I mean, I'm a transplant from New Hampshire, live free or die.
Yeah.
But Michigan, you got to be kidding me. It's like...
Well, how about the fact that I mentioned this earlier with Chris Stegall last hour? How about if the fact if you own a vacation cottage upstate Michigan, you can't go to it. But if you're from out of state and you drive into Michigan and you own a cottage, you can go to it. How does that make any sense, Pete?
Zero sense, because everybody in Detroit has a well, not everybody, but they all travel up north to their vacation homes because it has a there's a million lakes up there, but we're not allowed to travel up there. But someone from out of state can. It makes no sense.
Is she getting any pushback from any Democrats other than that state rep who got the hydroxychloroquine? Is anybody else coming down on her?
I mean, I'm more of a Fox News guy, so I can't I can't lay claim to anything else.
Let me read you something here. This is from there was a story in the American Spectator today. Let's see. I'm just reading it here about how they've cordoned off all of the areas in Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, etc., including garden centers and plant nurseries. So if Grandma went to Walmart for groceries and hoped to pick up some tomato plants or cucumber seeds while she was there, sorry, Grandma, you could get a $1,000 fine and 90 days in jail for obeying Whitmer's orders. You know what else you can't buy, Pete, in your state? Barbecue grills, lawn chairs, anything in the garden section is verboten. Verboten.
You know what? You know what? They put police tape around the paint section in Home Depot. I was in there yesterday.
The paint section?
In the paint section. They moved these pallets of stuff in between aisles so we couldn't walk down them. It made no sense at all.
Here's another line from the story. Why is the garden section closed at Walmart and yet Michigan residents can still buy lottery tickets? Why, as one perplexed resident complained online, is her dentist's office closed but abortion clinics are still open? So, Pete, if you get a toothache, you can't go to the dentist. Can you get the tooth pulled or a new bridge at Planned Parenthood, do you think?
Absolutely not. But I can get a lotto ticket, and I can get some weed, and I can get my bourbon at the liquor store.
Yeah, that's because they can pay taxes. You pay taxes on the bourbon, and you know, and the Republican leader of the legislature said, instead of essential versus non-essential, why aren't we thinking about safe versus unsafe? That's a good way to put it. I hadn't thought about that before. Have you signed the petition to recall Governor Whitmer?
Oh, not yet. Should I do it?
I would do it. If I lived in Michigan, I would definitely be trying to recall her.
All right.
I wonder what her husband thinks. He's a dentist, so he's sitting at home. So too bad he's not. Hey, if he's an abortionist, he'd still be doing his 40 hours a week, right? But he takes care of people rather than committing abortions. All right. Thanks for the call, Pete. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening in Detroit. 844-500-4242. 207 says Maine, 600 cases, 19 deaths, 76,000 unemployed. Ugh. Wow. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
So, remember a couple of days ago, he was asked, when is the country going to reopen? And he said it's up to the governors to reopen. And they said, you're not going to do it. You're stepping aside. And he said, you know, check out the Constitution, the 10th Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. So Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty of CNN, who doesn't really know much about the Constitution, among many other things, he found that chilling that the president would stand aside and let the governors make the decision. So today the president says, I'll decide when the country is going to reopen. And so you can guess what the questions are today. Where do you get the authority under the Constitution? It's left to the governors. Have you checked the 10th Amendment to the Bill of Rights of the United States? It's, I don't know. I try not to take it too seriously, but you know, that's why on the weekends I just soon go back and read my Fawcett gold medal paperback books from the 50s.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
There's only so much I can take. 844-500-4242. Did you see what happened in Louisville where they tried to, the mayor tried to ban drive-in church services? And on Holy Thursday, Mayor Greg Fisher declared that drive-in Easter services would be illegal. And then he said that people in Louisville should snitch on people going to the church services. He said it was to save lives. And they went into federal court at the church, and they got a ruling that it was totally unconstitutional. That was by the judge who's been nominated now for the U.S. District Court of Appeals in D.C. You know, I guess Dianne Feinstein, when she questions him, she's going to say, "The dogma lives in you. You ruled in favor of the First Amendment. How dare you?" And then there was did you see those in Greenville, Mississippi? The two pastors were going to have services in parking lots, and everybody kept the windows up, and the pastor would speak on the radio by time on one of the local radio stations, and the mayor tried to shut them down, and one of the cops told one of the two pastors, "Your rights have been suspended. Your rights have been suspended." And the pastor pointed out, he said, "My rights were not granted by the mayor of Greenville. They were granted by God. Ask the founding fathers." The other minister said, "So you can buy booze, takeout, curbside service in Greenville, Mississippi, but you're going to be arrested or fined if you go to church. What's done more harm to people, booze or church services?" It was a good question.